quickly thrown up. Harms got hold of it. He was loose. The stoppage. He wheels around and kicks the goal.
We've loved talking to some of the family members of the boys who are going to be involved in Saturday's grand final. And today, this morning, we speak to Jennifer Harms, the mother of James, who's been kind enough to take our call. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning, Gary.
How are you feeling 2 days out from the grand final with your boy about to run out onto Optus Stadium here in Perth for the biggest game of his life?
Very nervous. Very nervous.
You've been a Melbourne supporter. Were you a Melbourne supporter all your life?
Yep. Yeah, my family, all Melbourne supporters.
Could you believe it when the Demons took James then as a rookie? Well, back in the... When did he get drafted? Back 2014, was it?
So it was a 2013 draft and first year 2014. Yeah, he was very disappointed when he missed out on like the national draft. And it was actually just James and I at home the day of the rookie draft, and I couldn't sit and watch it. So I set it out with the dogs, and he was here by himself. And I said, "Now ring me if you hear anything." And he didn't ring me. So I'm thinking, "Oh no, he hasn't been picked up by anyone." So I wandered back home, and he comes flying down the driveway on his skateboard. "Hey, Mum, the Demons picked me up." Well, I just burst into tears. It was just such a surreal moment, and yeah.
Hey, Jennifer, if you can't watch the draft, how are you going to go watching the grand final on Saturday?
Oh, I don't know. I'll be pacing up and down the driveway, I think.
Do you worry about him? Do you worry about the Melbourne winning? Do you worry about him getting injured, or do you worry about him not playing well? How do you view it all?
Probably a bit of all three. So, you know, I always worry about him being injured. And, like, his father played football his whole life, and I never worried about him. But with your kids, it's a lot different. But definitely, I probably worry about Melbourne losing because, you know, they've done it a couple of times.
Would he be... I mean, he's become a bit of a heart and soul player as well for the footy side. Jennifer, we've loved watching him play. If there's a job to be done, they're very happy to throw him a job. I mean, what would it mean to him if he was able to win a premiership?
Oh, after they beat Geelong, when Max kicked that winning goal, he spoke to us straight away and he was so excited. And he said, Mum, I think we can win this.
Really?
So, yeah. You know, the belief started back then, I think.
He was always a footy player. He was running around Devon Meadows and played some senior footy as a 16-year-old. Were you worried about him playing with the big boys when he was just 16 years of age?
I was, but his big brother was out there with him, so I sort of felt like Patrick would look after him. But, yeah, always. I was always worried. But, you know, he's always been a hard at it player, and, yeah, he just got on with it and just like playing in any other game probably.
He's got a cheeky look about him. I don't know James particularly well. Was he a mischievous sort of a kid?
Oh, so we have four children and James is the third, and he was a rascal right from the minute he was born. So he was born with two teeth. So he was a bit of an oddity in the hospital. Everybody had to come and check out this baby that had two teeth.
Two teeth.
He's got a good set of chompers on him, hasn't he, Jim?
He has, yeah. I'm afraid that's a family thing, so, yeah, poor child.
Oh, crikey. Straight on the bottle for him, Jennifer.
Oh, no. He was breastfed, but, yeah.
Tim, very personal question. Have you spoken to him this week?
It'd be painful, Gary.
We speak to him probably nearly every day. So we spoke to him last night and he'd only just returned to his room and he was very tired and grumpy. And he's not a very patient person, James.
He wants the game to start, really. He hasn't whipped out in his spare time. He's had 2 weeks over here in Perth. He hasn't whipped out in his spare time and got another tattoo, has he?
I hope not. I don't think so.
When did he get his first tattoo and what was your reaction?
Well, I think it was like when he was at Melbourne, because he pretty much went straight there from school. And I just thought, oh no, his brother Patrick has tattoos, so he always wanted to do whatever his brother did. So I wasn't surprised. And they just kept coming.
He hasn't stopped in a long while. Jennifer, I'm just wondering, I know like former players, I've been reading about this, they've got a WhatsApp going. Have the parents of the players, have they got some sort of communication thing going between themselves as well there at Melbourne?
Not really. We sort of send a few emails and messenger texts. And Michelle Oliver's pretty good at keeping people in touch with what's going on, so... Yeah, she tends to try and get us all organised.
Hey, Jen, it's going to be massive. You got the boys coming over, or are they allowed to come over? I'm not sure who's allowed to come and watch the game with you.
Well, no, we're not meant to, but our youngest son, right. He and his partner and their baby live with us, so they'll definitely be here. But, yeah, probably just my husband and I and our younger son, Jack.
Well, good luck.
Yeah, good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck. I hope everything goes well. I obviously do. That will get me a lot of abuse on my radio show, but I'm hoping everything goes well for you and for James. And it's great of you to jump on. We've really enjoyed talking to the mums and dads. It puts us right in your lounge room. So we wish you well on the weekend.
Thank you very much, Gary and Tim. And thank you very much for having me on, even though it's been a bit nerve-wracking.
No, you were magnificent. You were absolutely superb.
It was lovely speaking to you.
It was great talking to you.
Thank you. Have a great
Jennifer
day.
Harms, what a beautiful mum of James there. And you get a sense that he was a little ratbag, wispy as a young fella. I can't imagine. And what was Lady Susie, was she a good watcher or not?
She was okay. Yeah, she was okay. Yeah, no. I've spoken about my mum. My mum wasn't a great watcher, but...
She started sweeping the footpath and ended up in Coburg. Geelong at one stage.